Hello, this is Auntie Irene, bringing you a special story from the Bible. Do you know, I'm very excited today because this week I'm going to the wedding of two of my friends. Did you know that the Bible tells us about when Jesus went to a wedding? We can read the true story in the Bible in John chapter 2, verses 1 to 11. When we go to a wedding, there's often a party afterwards, isn't there? And everyone likes a party. Parties are very happy times, but sometimes things can go wrong. What would happen if there wasn't enough food at a party, or if the things to drink ran out? Usually, at parties, nothing goes wrong, and everyone has a great time. But our Bible story today is about when Jesus went to a special party where something did go wrong. Let's see what happened. Jesus had just begun what we call his ministry. That is the time for about 3 years when he travelled around the country with his disciples, his special friends, teaching the people about God and doing wonderful miracles. Jesus had just chosen the men who were to be his disciples, his special friends, and they'd all been invited to a wedding in the town of Cana. Jesus' mother Mary had also been invited to the wedding. In those days, people had to travel by foot very often when they went to anywhere. There weren't buses or cars or trains, so they often had to walk or go on horseback. And so the wedding guests who were coming had travelled to the wedding along dusty roads. And when they got there, they were feeling hot and sticky, especially their feet, after walking along those roads. As they went into the house, there was something special waiting for them to make them feel more comfortable. Just inside the door were 6 huge jars of water. And there were servants waiting there too. They gave the guests water to wash their hands and feet and towels to dry them. Then everyone felt clean and fresh and ready to celebrate the wedding and have a lovely meal afterwards. So it was a happy time. The bride and groom were married and the wedding party was going really well. People were laughing and joking, saying how good the food was. Didn't the bride look beautiful? What a lovely dress she was wearing. And how smart the bridegroom was, and how they hoped the marriage would be a happy one, just like we do at weddings today. Everything was going so well, but then Mary noticed something was wrong. Perhaps she heard the servants talking to one another. Perhaps she noticed their faces looked worried and anxious, as if they didn't know what to do. Mary found out what the problem was. There was no more wine. That would be a big problem, especially in those days. People would be thirsty, but it was no good offering them water. Water didn't come out of taps then. It wasn't clean and fresh. It came from streams and wells, and often it could make you ill if you drank it. So people drank wine, the juice of grapes, instead. And now the wine was gone. Without anything to drink, the party would be ruined. The servants didn't know what to do, but Mary did. She knew exactly what to do. She did what we should always do when we have a problem. She told Jesus. Jesus is the one who can always help. "They have no more wine," she said. Jesus said something very strange to Mary. "Dear woman," he said, "why do you involve me? My time has not yet come." What Jesus meant was that no one had yet heard of him. They'd not heard him talk about God or do any miracles. You see, he'd only just started. It was not yet the right time for people to know that he was the Son of God. But Mary trusted him. She knew he was the Son of God. The angel had told her that before Jesus was born, so she knew that Jesus would help. She went to the servants and said to them, "Do whatever Jesus tells you." The worried servants stood there, waiting to see what Jesus would say. Jesus went over to them. He pointed to the six large water jars, the ones which contained the water for washing hands and feet. They were empty now. The water had been used. So Jesus said, "Fill the jars with water." Amazingly, the servants didn't argue. They filled the jars up with water right to the top. Then Jesus said, "Now, take some out and give it to the most important man at the wedding feast." The servants had to really trust Jesus now, didn't they? If they served this to the most important man and it was water, they would be in real trouble. But they remembered Mary's words. Do you remember them? "Do whatever Jesus tells you." And they took the water to the most important man. This is what the Bible says happened next. The man tasted the water that had become wine now, and he drank it. He tasted it, and he didn't know where the wine had come from, but the servants knew. The important man took another deep drink. Delicious. It was the best wine he had ever tasted. He called over to the bridegroom and said, "People always serve the best wine first. Later, after the guests have been drinking a lot, they serve the cheaper wine. But you have saved the best wine until now." He didn't know that Jesus had made the water into wine. Only the servants knew that. But you see, whatever Jesus does, whenever he does something, he does it perfectly. That's why the wine was the very best possible. What a wonderful way to end the party. Everyone was happy. And the servants must have been happiest of all because they'd obeyed Jesus. This was the first miracle that Jesus did when he was here on earth. The first time anyone had seen his power, the power of the Son of God. The Bible tells us that this was the first time he showed his glory and that his disciples believed in him. They knew that the man they were following was special. The servants probably thought he was special too. But can you imagine what would have happened if they hadn't obeyed him? If they'd said, "We're not going to do that, it's only water," then maybe this wonderful miracle wouldn't have happened. Jesus wants us all to trust and obey him like that. The Bible says that if we trust and obey Jesus, it's the best thing we can do. Jesus made the water into something special. And if we follow him, he will make our lives into something special too. In our Bible story today, we heard a very special verse. "Do whatever Jesus tells you." That's John chapter 2, verse 5. Let's pray now and ask Jesus to help us to do whatever he tells us. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you that you did that wonderful miracle and changed the water into wine. Help us to be like those servants and to do whatever you tell us so that we can please you and help you in your work. For Jesus' sake, amen.